This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The Supreme Court of Ukraine is trying to find a way out of that country's political crisis. The court is meeting today, more than a week after a presidential runoff election. The result is still in dispute. Opposition leaders want a new vote. They are led by presidential candidate Viktor Yushchenko, and they say the government rigged the balloting. The official winner also has his supporters. He's a candidate backed by Russia, and the country's Russian-dominated eastern region is threatening to seek autonomy from the central government if the election results are overturned. NPR's Lauren Sheets has been covering this story from Kiev. And Lawrence, what are the options for this Supreme Court in Ukraine as it meets today?
Well, really everything rides on this Supreme Court hearing today. As you said, this has been a country which has been paralyzed for the last week as opposition supporters have blockaded main government buildings. Some of the western regions refused even to recognize the new president, as he calls himself, Yanukovych. The Supreme Court could do a number of things. It could recognize what the parliament did over the weekend. The parliament, of course, said that these elections were not legitimate and were a gross violation of the law. It could officially invalidate the results, and it could call for a new election. We're really in gray territory here. The situation where we have basically a power vacuum, people just can't see how it can go on that much longer, and they're hoping the Supreme Court brings this to some sort of conclusion.
Now, when you say that we're in a gray area here, is it legally possible to hold new elections, or would the court have to make up the laws that went along?
Probably the court would have to make up the laws as they went along. The parliament certainly did not feel that it had the full authority to annul the elections and call for a new election. There's just nothing in the constitution, the Ukrainian constitution, after all, this is a country only 13 years removed from Soviet domination, doesn't have a lot of legal mechanisms that perhaps a lot of Western countries would. So that's all up to debate, what powers, what body, what branch of government has. And the Supreme Court will have to have the last word on it. A lot of people hoping that they come to some sort of conclusion to bring this all to a halt and to set some sort of legal processes in order.
Is there any risk of the country falling apart?
Certainly there is that risk. Of course, over the weekend, we had regional leaders in the east calling for autonomy. No, they're not saying that eastern Ukraine should become independent, but this is a country which has always been divided between Kiev and the west, which tends to be more oriented toward Europe and more nationalist and Ukrainian-speaking, and some of the southern and especially eastern regions of Ukraine, which really see themselves as more oriented toward Russia. Those are the areas in which Prime Minister Yanukovych, who the government says won the election, is strongest. And of course, he was rallying his supporters out there yesterday. Now, Mr. Yanukovych was warning that moves towards secession would be dangerous and could tear the country apart. He wasn't endorsing necessarily the moves for autonomy, but we heard other people making speeches during demonstrations in places like Donetsk in the east and Kharkiv in the center saying that people should take up arms, that this was all an attempt by Western Europe and America to influence events in Ukraine, and that Eastern Ukraine had to defend itself and be with Russia. And there are a lot of things that the east could do. This is where most of Ukraine's industry is located. Ukraine's industrial might, most of its gross domestic product, comes from the east. They are already making noises about not paying money into the central budget, which could be catastrophic for the central government in terms of day-to-day operations.
And that's the sound of protests, I gather, that we're continuing to hear in the background. Very briefly, Lawrence, is there anybody of the outside players here, Western European nations, Russia, is there anybody who wants to see Ukraine split apart or move in that direction?
Well, of course, no one will say that they want Ukraine to be split, but the implication by some of the Yanukovych people in the east of the country is that the West is out to get Ukraine and get it into the Western orbit and bring it into NATO and impose its will. And all of these opposition supporters, these hundreds of thousands of people out here, are just being paid off by Western countries. That's what they're saying. And they're saying that, look, if the country is going to be swallowed up by big bad Europe, then we have to do something. We people out here in the east who really feel more affinity toward Russia.
That's NPR's Lauren Sheets. He's in Kiev, Ukraine, where protests continue and where the country's Supreme Court is meeting today in an effort to resolve an election crisis. Thanks, Lawrence.
Thank you, Steve.